I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Samarian at info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
And there we are. We're back up. We're on the air, and it's time for show number 10 of the Sean Kennedy Show. Hey, everybody out there. How's it going? I'm glad you could make it. Glad you could tune in and say, yo, hey, see what's going on. So just so you know, you are free to distribute this radio broadcast in any way, shape, or form. You're free to do what you want with it. You can make dance mixes out of it. You can do whatever you want with this broadcast, okay? So copy it onto into AOL discs.
People have made dance remixes.
People make some dance remixes, make some crazy, crazy flash animations, which we're going to talk about. Oh, my God.
It's not done yet.
It's not done yet.
He said next week.
Next week.
Yeah, he told me next week.
Okay, there's a crazy person who's making, yes, the Suicide Rant into a flash animation. You know that's going to come back and haunt me, don't you?
Yeah. Yep. It just never goes away.
That's never going to go. I was drunk. I was a kid. Why are we going to pay for this rest of my life?
That was years ago.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was fucking stoned.
There were three people listening.
It was Dungeons and Dragons. It was all that Ozzy Osbourne I was listening to. So it's been some crazy stuff. But anyway, you're free to duplicate this. Please do duplicate it and circulate it, because my name is Sean Kennedy. I'm your open source celebrity. I will be what you want me to be. I'm your private dancer.
He is for me.
That's it. That is. I'll do whatever you want. Like on last Friday night, where I was an MC for Porn on Beta CD release party, which went over awesome.
I pimped him out, and
yeah, he was pimping me. I was up on stage making jokes.
Get up on stage, John.
Get up on stage and make me sound cool. Okay.
Yeah, the Porn on Beta CD release.
That went well.
I think it did.
You can get more of Porn on Beta from pornonbeta.com.
Yes. Sparky was there.
Sparky was there?
In full force.
In full force.
Like, wow, yeah!
Sparky was being a whack job the whole time.
As usual.
Sparky's like one of our most loyal listeners. Like,
he'll go to anything that we do.
Like, seriously, I would expect that if I, like, stole a spacecraft and landed on the moon, there would be, like, Sparky would be there along with Crazy Fuck.
Waving at you landing.
Waving at me landing, and Smokehouse would have the whole thing digitally captured. Like, he'd break into the ham signal and just fucking have the whole thing there. He'd, like, be, oh, yeah, wow. Just have it recorded. It doesn't matter. I broke it.
I got it anyway.
I broke NASA's encryption. I've been recording it on the fly. You can download it from my site here.
Streaming here.
He gets all mad when I call him a rabid fanboy. I'm not a rabid fanboy. No, you're in denial.
Big denial. You only made a big, huge fan page.
I love you, Smokehouse. Don't you worry.
Let's go through the IRC tonight. We got Homer, who's a bot. Right?
So don't say hi to him. He doesn't care.
Fuck you, Homer. Smokehouse. Oral Sex. Oh, wow. There's a lot of names in here.
New one.
Bob Nino.
Cool.
Kleinkom. Countersink. Crazy Knight. Creep. Cthulhu's Mittens. Hey, Dark Helmet. Dr. Zodiac. Decker KCFK. And Ocean. Gen Sleep. Gone Crazy. Gun Tape VTM. Half Elf. Hey, Half Elf. Hobbs and Jams. Herwan, I'm thinking. Hybrid Theory. I Don't Use IRC. INI. Leshek. Lentium. Maribel Version. Moby's Flipside. Mr. Echo. Pele. Port Surfer. Psycho Wolf. Oh, good name.
Mm-hmm.
Side Slide. Sir Dork. Sparky. Static One. Tantrix. Dao De Cheese. Templar Knight. Test Subject. Transistor. Trill User.
New.
Trill User's new. I use Trill too. Trillium. Trotsky's Ghost. Terrell. Hey, Terrell made it in. Right
Terrell.
On. Good to see you. Weevil James.
Weevil James.
Who even cares? Zerstar. Zophiel.
Now, wait.
What?
This guy's name is Pyro. And he told me to tell you to say it that way.
Oh, it looks like a little happy face, but it's actually pronounced Pyro.
Pyro. And he's helping us out by getting some advertising out there for Rant Radio.
Is he?
Yeah, he put it on some gaming, like a big banner on a gaming
really?
Site. So thank you to Pyro.
So we have Pyro, Labrat, and Skyline.
New
people. Trillion pissed me off. Trillion pissed me off, too, you know, but I can't.
Yeah?
Well, because if somebody can find a way for me to turn off the fucking window like you'll be typing,
yeah.
And someone will send you a message, so it pops up the window and your type automatically appears in that new window.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Yeah, that really pisses me off.
New focus. Over here. Type over here.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God. You know, and of course, I'm one of these people who looks at my hands when I type because I can't actually type.
So he's been typing for 10 minutes.
I'm like 10 minutes and then I've got to copy and paste it. Any chance we can still get cult gear? Why don't you ask Flesh Tripper Rooster that? He never got his cult shirt, and I'm sure he hates my guts for it. No, I sent him his money back.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, I sent him his money back.
I'm sure
you
would have rather.
I was always like, no, it's coming because the fucking assholes who were doing it for me screwed me on it.
They just kept getting it wrong.
Oh, it's fucking... don't even get me started.
It just never worked.
Okay. I was also...
So the people out there that got the stuff were so lucky.
Also, I was sent something... That's not a fan site, it's a press kit, so fuck off.
Yes, you're in denial.
Oh, fuck! Did you just get totally electrocuted by your microphone?
Like, completely, both hands this time. It's evil. Like, well, it doesn't help that I'm wearing slippers on a plastic mat
that's
connected to a microphone.
You know, what are you doing?
I'm a big ball of electricity here, okay?
Okay, so Sim's doing the Nikola Tesla thing up in the corner there.
Turn off the lights, you can see the blue spark.
While you were doing the, you know, the Raiden thing and picture of a little China thing over there, why don't you tell people
Raiden
how to get into the RC?
Well, you can go to the webpage and click on chat. That's the easy way. That's the Luddite way.
That's the bad way.
That's the bad way. The good way is to download an IRC client, and the one that Sean pimps is MIRC.
Because that was the only one I thought it was. I thought everything was MIRC for a while there. And then they said, no, Sean, there's other IRC. If you have Trillion, there's an IRC client built in.
There you go. So if you have Trillion, do that. And it's in the other side servers. They're nice. They're small. They like us.
Do they?
Because we're the biggest channel.
Are we?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right now we are anyway.
Well, we're big.
We're friends with them, so we like it in there. It's quiet,
big.
Not too many net splits.
It's so big.
And other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Rant Radio channel. On the other side.
I'm on probation.
You're on probation for
I
what?
I guess so. I'm not fired. I didn't do anything wrong this week.
No, I've moved to the shock therapy through the microphone. He doesn't know that, though.
Yes, it's like house arrest, the thing around my ankle, except it's
thanks
a microphone
for
in my hand.
All the fish. Thanks for all the email, you guys. I'm going to start calling email fish. That's going to be my new slang term for email.
Thanks for all the fish.
Thanks for all the fish that I got from everybody. I checked my email for the first time the other day, and I got like 35 emails.
Have some email,
Sean. You want to have email? Here's monkey for your back. So I went and got that. And I got a really cool email, long-distance listener.
Oh, on the side note, since you've given out your ICQ number, you're never online. You're like once a week for half an hour.
I have not been on the computer. Did you not hear me just say I didn't check my fucking email for 3 days?
I know.
Okay, I'm usually online. I'm still getting the occasional pinhead who goes, "How's it going?"
I get that too.
And I say,
"I ignore." I
just close.
Hello?
Yeah, but I want to punish them for saying that. Closing just isn't enough. I want to like.
Sometimes I just repeat their words back. Hello? Hello. How are you doing? How are you doing? They don't get it for like 10 things.
I got to have like one of those Liza programs that those used to talk to, then you can just fire it back at the person.
Does this hostility stem from your father?
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
How does this relate to your past subject that you're talking about?
Lucas from Germany. East Germany, West Germany. Oh, it's all just Germany now.
It's just Germany now.
It's just Germany. Deutschland.
No, I think... I don't know.
Is it...
Maybe they're just three now.
Lucas the Crouch was sent us a wonderful email.
Long. To both of us. We both had to read
three
it.
Three fucking pages. If you send me an email, think of me as Coco the Gorilla, who does not like long and involved things.
And
Sean,
he doesn't like the internet either.
Sean, like show. Very good. Keep up work. Sign me. You know, that kind of a thing. I like
that. Works well.
Good, yeah. Nice and short.
Ego and
place I'll send you a reply. If those of you who have got the replies probably realize, wow, that's just what is. Thanks. your friend Sean.
Because I feel guilty replying to one of these.
I do. I feel bad, too. It's, like, so selfish.
Thanks for the letter.
Thanks for the letter. I'm not going to write 3 pages. I haven't written 3 pages in a letter since high school when I was trying to get laid. Very sorry. Have a nice day. You know, holy crap. I didn't even write 3 pages to the MTV. I wish I could get that press kit back that I sent MTV.
That was so nice. That was such
you should have
cool
seen this thing. I got this giant red vinyl press kit. I wrote
pink or red?
It was like a pink, shocking pinky red.
It was brutal. And I couldn't look at it.
And I wrote in black felt marker, Uber Leet Press Kit, in like 3-inch tall letters, and I had pictures and little stickers and shit on
it.
Oh,
so cool.
Oh, it was awesome, and I'm sure they would have taken it
Ultimate
out of
the... Ultimate Sean K. Fan Kit. Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was just like, if you... I gotta get a hold of Merritt Davis, and because that might wind up on fucking eBay one day.
Yeah,
you know,
going for a high price.
That might show up, and I'll be like, get the fuck out of here.
Can I have it back?
Speaking of which, Ego in Toronto made a crazy ass poster, which has a picture of me on a cross, which I find mildly disturbing.
Just mildly.
Join the fight. rrrantradio.com with a big ugly photo of my mug on it.
It's done in PDF, so
I'm
going to post it for
Are you
going
to put it in the IRC?
Oh, not in the IRC. It's not on a web page, but I'll put it on your web. On the
I see. So it's a PDF document this guy made. And it prints out just nicely in grayscale. Is it color? Is it a color?
No,
thing?
I don't think.
I think it is because your laser printer only does black and white.
Yeah, let me.
Looks like a color.
Let me load it up. I don't think it is.
I think it is.
Those are derived from black and white stuff.
Really?
Let me check it out. Loading. Oh, it is color. Just mildly color, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Kind of background,
like,
grayish.
Still color though. So it's very.
Don't you look like really effeminate in this picture?
That's
like really soft face.
I know. Well, it's all a baby fat. It's all a baby
it's
fat.
Like it's been airbrushed to
death.
That's
right. That's right. Photoshop me on a set of Pampers. That's what you need to do. Oh, well. Whatever. Moving right along. Thanks, Ego, for the crazy art poster. That's very cool. And thanks to everybody who sent me, like, art. Holy crap. I got Wogmecha up the ass. DJ Creepy.
You got to send it over so I can add it to the...
Yeah, I do. I've actually got it saved.
Oh,
perfect.
Great.
And DJ, I think it was Creepy, did a satanic Wogmecha as requested. Multiple angles.
You requested that?
Yeah, for Rob.
You request, and they fulfill.
Yeah, so the satanic guy. That was all cool. That was quite the show last week, too.
Very informative.
Very informative
show. I didn't know a lot of that.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Now, during the week, I'm noticing that people have sent me links. Sparky's a big one for this. He'll go and he'll send me links on the show I just did.
Oh, yeah?
Which I just did that show.
Kind of pointless.
Yeah, so don't
do that.
Don't do that.
send ideas
for... I think he's like, fuck you, Sean.
Send ideas for future shows. How about that?
No. He's just making sure that... Well, I like to kind of... You know, I think I need a new site. I think I need to get a new Sean KTFM site. Because, like, that way people can post links on a follow-up so that the people could post links that they saw that they thought was relevant to the show and stuff like that.
Right.
Maybe if somebody out there wants to build me a new website, that'd be cool. You know, because I've got better things to do and I'm all elite and... consumer guy, whatever. Do free work for me.
So we're doing stuff for you.
We're doing stuff for you.
You
do stuff
for us.
Actually, you know what? There's probably going to be like 30 people that say, I can build Sean's site. That'd be rad.
Just what we need. 30 Sean's sites.
30 Sean's sites.
The official one.
Yeah, which one's the official one?
Whichever one's best.
You know,
how about that?
Yeah,
whoever
lives closest and is the most scary. Speaking of scary, Rigger X sent me this thought of the day. I was on Trillion. I get this. I'm going to send you my thought of the day.
The day.
And I'm like, okay. He's like, okay, I sent it. Now, he didn't send it, like, you know, mass mailing to, like, 30 people. No. No, it was just to me.
Only
it
wasn't, to you.
And it wasn't to, hey, Sean, it was just, this is all it said. I opened up the email and it just said, if that big fat Kool-Aid guy comes through my wall, I'm going to kick his ass. Unless I'm thirsty. In which case, that would be okay.
You're like,
and I'm like, wow, that gets the weirdest fucking email award for the week.
Oh, yeah.
Now, also, I get a bunch of cool links. A lot of people send me really cool links, and I try to do props for everyone. Sometimes people send me the link, and I mention it on the show, and they go, fuck you, Sean, I sent you that link. You said it was another guy. That was the guy who sent me that link first.
He beat you,
Yeah, because there's sometimes people do that, and they'll send me the same link. I just take the first one, but I appreciate everyone doing that. And even Sparky, the guy, he, like, totally, like, he chases down shit on the show
I know.
That I never found, like, I'd like Sparky to keep doing that. I just want to find a way that we can
post in the IRC.
Post in the IRC.
Them look at it.
Yeah, because that way, or maybe once we get the new site up or whatever, we can do something like that. Very, very cool. So, however, I've come up with this idea for the Scariest Link Award. The Scariest Link Award is the email I get, which has a link to it, which just frightens me terribly that someone
don't
went
they
out.
All?
No, no. Some they all kind of scare me, but there's a few of them that are really scary. One was like the last couple of shows we've mentioned, Provigil, also known as Modafinil.
Yep. The magic drug.
The magic drug, which makes you so that you don't have to sleep. Quick synopsis of this is it's used for treating narcolepsy, but if normal people take it, you don't have to sweep. You don't have to sweep? Yeah, no sweeping for you.
No sweeping.
You don't have to sleep. So, now the neat thing is Dork Boredom sent me a link on how you make Provigil right in your own home, I guess. I don't know. It's a pretty advanced chemistry page.
With stuff in your kitchen.
Yeah. How do you can make Provigil from Drano.
I'd take caution
with
that.
This is like a WS, whatever WS was that, Washington Rhodium. It's like a big thing. If you're a chemistry guy, you can do this. I don't advocate people making drugs. I don't advocate people taking drugs. Don't take drugs and die and then blame me because you suck. But here is the link for you to... Sam, are you on this planet?
I'm like reading stuff people are posting to me in the IRC, and it's not making any sense.
Okay,
it has no frame of reference either.
Okay, well, stop talking to people in the IRC. We all know that they're
I'm not
insane.
Talking to them.
You're just reading
I'm
them.
Just reading it.
Open your mind.
And I'll be posting that shortly. They get it 20 seconds after, so it doesn't matter if I'm a little bit late.
Oh, wait, that makes sense. No, no, it doesn't. Also, on the last show, so that's a scary sign. Thank you to Dork Boredom for Dork Boredom? My mouth is all fucked up.
Never heard of Dork Boredom.
Dork Boredom was some guy who listens to the show.
Without going in the IRC,
Very, very cool.
Oh, so if you want to be on my spam list to remind you each week.
Yes.
So you don't forget. The ICQ number is 515558, 515558, and I'll let you know about the show, and so you're, like, surfing around. You're like, oh, I missed the show again. I'm going to have to wait till the archives.
I got another big, big email from Human Shield, and he's never in the IRC either.
No.
There
must be, like, lots of people not in the IRC.
I think that's very cool. But I got this big email, which...
There's the provincial.
Which was a very, very polite bawling out.
Oh, really?
Very polite bawling out about saying...
Not too many times you get
that. About saying, okay, Sean, it's like this. No, this was a... He's a Christian. He's a devout Christian.
Yeah.
And he listened to the last show, and he's like, okay, I'm a Christian... I listen to death metal, and I swear, okay? And now, you must understand that, I do want to clarify this, and Human Shield went on this huge, huge email. When I present stuff on here, I'm not advocating Satanism, okay? I'm not saying, everyone go be Satanists. That's not what I'm doing here. What I'm doing here is I'm just presenting it for your approval, okay? Never do anything that I tell you to, unless it revolves me making money somehow. No, but seriously, like, never do anything that anybody just tells you, okay? Like, just because I had a show on Satanism, that doesn't mean advocate it. I'd like to get a show in here going on Wiccan, or I'd like to get a show going in here on, you know, maybe even Islam. That'd be kind of cool to get Islamic people in here and say, fuck is the deal with you guys? You know, what's up with the shooting thing and get that going on? You know, so that everyone has a viewpoint, counterpoint. Now, the Christian faith, I personally consider myself to be a Christian. A lot of people don't know that, and if they don't, well, they do now.
Surprise!
And they're
Sean's
like, shut the fuck up, Sean. How the hell can you claim to be a Christian? Well, that's not anyone's business but mine. You know what I mean? That's
no
nobody's business.
It's a personal thing.
It's a personal thing. And just because someone's a Christian doesn't mean that they're good people. But also, just because they're a Christian doesn't mean they're fucking bad people either.
Okay. Nope.
I've met some very cool, even Nightshade, who was in here last night, said that some of his friends are Christians, and they're really, really good people. There are
some of my best friends are Christians.
Some of my best friends are Christians. We only eat their children. No, but seriously, like, so don't go like Human Shield. If that offended you and you got all mad, too fucking bad. Because well, the show's about counterpoints. But no, seriously, I understand what you're saying there. We're not all Christians are bad, and it's about the devotion and man-made religions and shit like that. Blah 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 blah.
There's bad and good in everyone.
There is. I'm sure there's some really evil fucking Satanists, and there's some really evil fucking Christians too.
Yep.
So don't let it.
And I'm an evil atheist.
You're not. Well, do you actually believe in evil?
No.
You don't believe in evil. So there's no good, there's no evil. No right, no wrong, no questions,
there's
only orders
areas.
And blue skies and white clips.
Where's
and
the line?
Flight. Flight. Okay,
there's
hey.
Just things people do. And
here's
it depends
an album.
On your point of view.
Here's an album.
Yep.
Random thought out of the air.
Whing.
Everyone listening to the sound of my voice.
Voice.
this is what you must do. Get on your file sharing software and download Roger Waters' Amused to Death, the whole album.
Roger Waters is really good.
Roger Waters is a fucking god. He's the guy who, he was with Floyd for years before Momentary Lapse of Reason. But his latest album, Amused to Death, is an amazing album. So download that, listen to it in sequence. But you have to have the whole album, and you have to listen to it in sequence. Another one he did was Radio Chaos. Radio, and then K-A-O-S, which is kind of a neat album, but the music isn't as good, but Amused to Death is just a powerhouse album. It's a really good album.
And also, someone opened my eyes at work to a new file sharing, well, not new, but one I'd never used before, file sharing program, Audio Galaxy. I've never used it before. I've heard about it for a long, time. It has at least 10 times as much as the...
Really?
Kazaa.
Really?
Morpheus, yes.
Professor's been trying to get me onto Audio Galaxy since day one. He's like, oh, this is shit.
It's amazing. Really? Like, it has Porn on Beta stuff on Audio Galaxy, and there's never been Porn on Beta on Kazaa. And I'm like, oh my god, there's like 10 people sharing my songs.
How cool is that? Audio Galaxy.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's
You're not going to sue anybody. You're just going to be like...
Of course not.
You should message them. Hey, this is Samarian from Porn on Beta.
I'm the singer. Hey.
Thanks for sharing my stuff. That's very cool.
And they disappear offline and not share it anymore.
And they're like,
oh, God, they're going to find me.
I'm sharing stuff?
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
But anyway.
But check that out.
Yeah, very, very cool. Like, very, very cool. Audio Galaxy is probably the one to have. So get on there.
I had a lot of holes in my Apoptygma Berserk collection.
Oh, I see.
It's like ding, 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 ding. And it's all there. Oh, my God.
So you're just
searching
like,
forever for all this stuff.
You know what I've been getting into for music lately?
What's that?
And this is going to fuck you up.
Probably.
Okay, first of all, I should tell people what I've been doing. Like, everyone, the whole IRC is just going to put in nothing but dots after this. I'll tell when it hits them because I'll see all these dots appear on the screen. I've been wearing suits and ties. Every day. Every day I get up in the morning and I'm trying to dress
yes.
like I'm going to a job interview every day.
Look at all my
ass, holy crap.
just because you said it.
Yeah, no, and I've been wearing ties. I've been wearing ties every day.
And the purpose of this tie wearing...
It's an experiment.
It's largely an experiment. Thing hanging from your neck, to hang you.
Now, why are you against ties? What the fuck has a tie ever done to you?
Because it's...
It's what? It's
window dressing.
What? And
it's a
earrings
pain in the
aren't?
Ass. It's,
and fucking flesh tunnels aren't?
Well, I don't have those either, but you have to do up your top button or it makes your shirt tight.
I don't make you do up your top button.
No, you don't.
No. You're just upset because you're afraid that
I don't want to do it.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not talking about you. But you know what's interesting? What? If you paint your hair blue and run coral unicorn horns out of the middle of your forehead,
yes.
people treat you differently.
That is very correct.
If you wear a tie, people treat you differently.
Oh, I know.
And it's
Jello's
very
taught
weird.
Me this lesson, too.
It's very weird. Jello was going on about that. So I've been doing that.
When he went to court, he suited up. And everyone treated him with respect now all of a sudden.
It's funny.
Oh, my God.
It's funny, you know. And people don't... And you know what else they think? They think you're weak. That's another thing. If you wear a suit and a tie, they think that you're not, you're not down with that. You know what I mean? It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny how, because people wear, you know, everyone in the counterculture was so quick to go, oh hey, you know, oh you know, fucking suits and la la la. You just judge me because I got this earring. You judge me because I got blue hair and I shaved my head. Well, you're judging me just because I got this tie.
Hey.
You know, so it kind of goes both ways. So take a second and just, unless the guy spits in your face straight off the top or starts giving you the look.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be surprised that a lot of those people are pretty cool.
Sean's going undercover.
Well, that's part of my new lifestyle plan.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm working on this. Well, everybody knows that I was working on this. Well, a lot of people know I was working on the direct action manual when I was in cult. And the thing is that I'm trying to make this lifestyle guide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everyone's going to be like, oh, when is it coming out? And you know what else I'm doing? I'm not writing it. And everyone's like,
okay.
What?
How does it work then?
It's going to be audio. It's going to be like about a 5-CD audio thing where
that's
it's just me talking.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And the crazy idiots out there will be able to transcribe it if they
want
to book out of it.
They can transcribe it. They can do what they want. But it's basically me talking about some ideas I have about how to adapt so that we don't keep getting the black shakes and we don't keep getting, you know, cyber psychosis and fucked up by everything under the sun. And that way, also, you can get high and listen to it. Because I'm a firm believer in getting high and watching media because it'll change your life. Because the last time I got high, uh-huh. I watched Baraka and became a vegetarian.
Baraka,
yeah. That's
I know not
awesome.
Of that.
Oh, power.
Good.
Power.
Yeah.
Oh, Baraka. B-A-R-A-K-A. Go check it out.
Hmm.
Oh, totally. Like, wow, I totally want to live my life in a much better way now. I got all baked and watched that. Not that I advocate drug usage. I think that drug use... That's another thing that's really weird, you know? People have been doing drugs longer than they've had the Bible. But, you know,
long,
hey, that's...
Long time.
But now, granted, I don't think people should be shooting crack in the back corners of the room. Okay?
There are limits.
There are limits.
when it affects your life so adversely that you forget to eat?
Yeah, but for spiritualism, I mean, I think that there's a lot of spirituality that comes from that. Drugs have been a large part of our spirituality. As a matter of fact...
And art.
And art and
92
everything.
Or 98, Baraka?
I think it's 92.
Okay,
thank you. And, yep, that's it.
Uh-huh. 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, very cool. It's just music and images.
A true Gaia experience.
Oh, Gaia being the Earth.
Yes.
Okay. Moving right along, let's get back to general news.
Oh, yeah.
So, sorry about that there, Human Shield, but you must understand that we present all kinds of points here and, you know.
Take them or leave them.
Take them or leave them. But I appreciate the email, though.
We are not the be-all, end-all of the universe on, this is the facts.
This is it. Okay, so here's a really cool one.
Get a second opinion. Get a 30-second opinion.
Get a 30-second opinion. Smokey from Smokehouse, of course, in Illinois, sent me this really cool link. What the
Peoria, fuck? Illinois.
Smokey in Peoria, Illinois. For the Scott Vest.
Scott Vest?
Yes, the Scott Vest.
Made by Scott?
Yeah, if I could make this fucking thing work. Okay, you get to bring up the links because you're not running XP and I don't have to control. That's the trick. So, whatever. Suck my ass.
Oh,
you can't bring them up either. Way to go. I think you got too
getting
many...
Getting funky on me.
I think
too many HTTPs there.
All right.
Technology-enabled clothing.
Yeah, this is essentially... Now, this was an interesting idea. All it was this guy made an electronically enhanced piece of clothing where it has a bunch of pockets where you can integrate your whatever into this jacket, which has been made to carry all your data and water bottle and MP3 player.
Didn't you do this like a couple years ago?
Yes. It's called an assault vest. You can get them from any army surplus store.
Or cheaper.
Or much cheaper.
And you can make... Move around your
Scott
own parts.
E-Vest. Let's take an E-Vest. I like the screw off.
I want to check an E to the vest, and now it's an E-Vest.
Yeah,
I'm e-learning.
E-learning and regular one-on-one
we're
face learning.
E-broadcasting.
E-broadcasting. E. It's like a He-Man thing. Just put or on the end of whatever name. Sorcerer.
Or
and Skeletor and Man at War and whatever. Like, give me a break, man. Some of this marketing shit just cracks me up. You want to go get a... my answer to the Scott Vest is found at Eagle Industries. Google search for Eagle Industries. I think it's eagleindustries.com or eagle.com or whatever, but...
Do a Google search.
Yeah, and they're pretty crazy. Hybrid Theory in San Diego. Oh, are we not posting
Well, we can
one?
Talk about that, but we won't post it yet because
okay,
it's not done.
Hybrid Theory is the guy who's doing the SK suicide rant, which
he says, God damn, why did I pick the longest rant he ever did? It's 5 minutes long. He's done two minutes.
Why don't you not do that rant and do a two-minute rant?
He's already been 2 minutes into it, and the rest are about three anyway. So you might as well finish off the greatest rant Sean ever did.
That is not my greatest rant.
Most infamous, anyway.
It's one of my oldest ones.
He did it live during a show.
I was drunk. I was also I was pretty wired at that time and drank a lot of pop.
Yeah, you were very wired during that.
But that's okay. That's okay. Okay, so Hybrid Theory, thanks for doing that. That's pretty cool. Very, very cool.
God.
Project Wings, everyone remember Project Wings? This was the idea I had back in the day. I had this idea about 2 years ago to give disabled people computers. Well, it's now...
Evil guy, you.
Yeah, Nomad Diesel, yeah, because I'm bad. Don't get me started. In ShareTechnology.org, now appearing in the IRC. This is from Nomad Diesel, who found this and sent it to me.
Cool.
And this is very cool, where it's a whole organization where you... donate your old computer, and it helps shut-ins.
Excellent.
So if you're one of these guys who upgrades every three fucking days, then, you might want to box it up and punt it off and feel like, you know, you're not
Don't
a piece
keep
of
it
shit.
In your closet till you throw it out.
Yeah.
Send it off. You're not going to use it again.
You're
Don't
not,
deceive yourself.
Unless you know, do you really need another node in the Beowulf cluster? No, then just move it along, okay? Because there's people out there, there's a lot of shut-ins who need used and bitched computers.
15 to 20 million computers are taken out of service every year in the United States. At that same time, thousands of nonprofit schools and individuals with disabilities are either doing without a computer equipment entirely or using machines that are not as good as computers, which are currently being tossed in the trash. So rather than make these people who are shut-ins try to dumpster dive, now there's a funny visual, why don't we just give it to them, you know, for free, which would be very, very cool. Why can't I hear myself anymore? There, that's better. Okay, now, nanotech follow-up. There's a new nanotech...
But you didn't do follow-ups. Just joking.
Well, I kind of followed it up. It's kind of cool. Because, you know, we were talking about nanotech. Well, on the military stuff, they're talking... there's a website, which I'm now going to post, which has...
Sims now going to post.
Oh, sorry, it was Sim.
Why?
Sorry, I was lying.
I am here.
This is the new nanotech uniforms that the U.S. military are making.
How does that work?
I'm not really sure. Go to the site and see. It looks like power armor.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it
keeps, oh, my God.
It keeps track of your environment and adapts its camouflage to the environment and changes colors, and you can fly, and there's running and music.
Running and jumping.
And does that have a health plan? So check that out. That's what do we got here? Questions and answers. Do you have a question? Will it be possible to FedEx your proposal? What the hell?
Or maybe this is like they want people to do this.
Okay, well, whatever.
This is very long and
it's very long
to reach
in. And it's very small type, so suck my ass. Here's a new piece of tech that came out, the sound bug. Okay, now this is a really cool... Now this is a cool thing. Think about this as a piece of creative... anarchy, a piece of creative dissidence. The sound bug can be plugged into the headphone socket, for example, of an MP3 player or a Walkman, and then fixed by suction to a flat surface, any flat surface, effectively turning a desk or window into a speaker. Set to go on sale in the UK for about £29, which is about $60.
Not bad.
Roughly the same size as a computer mouse. Will be targeted for youth marketers, but likely to appeal to a much wider range of technology users. Now, I've got the photos here. There's a pics and the story, okay, which is now brought to you in the RSC by Sam. And that's very cool, because think about that as, you know, you go up to some room somewhere, you make a sound bug, you put your battery-powered whatever, some old Walkman, you record a Sean Kay show, attach it to the window, and let her fly.
Make a building broadcast it. How about that?
Or you could create
sound into
You could create a Lexan box. Okay. You use a solvent to weld three sides of the Lexan box together.
Yeah.
Bolt the bottom of the box to the ground with like a nail gun or whatever. And then you solvent the lid on top with the batteries and a tape on loop with this thing on one side. And you've got a Lexan bulletproof, bombproof box, which is generating this thing as a speaker that can't be shut off.
Fill the rest of it with batteries.
You know, and it just goes and goes and goes. I mean, there's a lot
can't
of cool.
Stop it!
It's very, very cool. And talk about something for friendly social dissidents.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, there's a lot of cool shit and art you could make, like sound art you could make with this.
Yeah.
Very Burning Man. I like it a lot. So I'm very interested in that. I'd be interested to see what people in the UK, if they could get a hold of that. It'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, that was all over the news this week.
So I found that earlier in the week, and I want to get one of those. Those are cool. Britney Spears. I don't know if anybody else heard about this, but Britney Spears got pissed on. Yes. Pop queen Britney Spears fled for cover after having urine thrown at her as she filmed a TV ad. The star was bombed with buckets of urine by angry neighbors as she sang on location at the early hours of the morning, according to Newsworld. And here's the link for it.
That is so nasty.
UK. Yeah, apparently she was outside. Hit me, baby, one more. Whoosh, you know, I can take an hour on the shower. Power of power. Shower. So, yeah, that's, you know, not really cool that she got fucking bombed with piss and all.
Lots of people in the block opened their windows and started screaming at her.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up!
Which, you know, is understandable.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of understandable. I could understand that. Now, tonight's show theme is privacy. And the second half of the show is going to be much longer than the first half of the show.
And we are already 40 minutes into it.
Are we already 40 minutes into it? Holy
time flies when you're having fun.
Wow. Okay, we're covering this stuff here. Okay, now, from this guy. This guy sent me this, but his online name, he had a really cool signature, which is number sign R, little up arrow P. I think it's number wrap. Rap or number wrap or rape or something. I don't know what the fucking deal is there. But anyway.
No idea.
He sent me this URL, which if you just click on the URL on the IRC, it opens a web page that gives you specs. But if you open it as a URL inside of Winamp, you get all Ramstein all the time. It's a good feed of Ramstein, so, which I thought was pretty cool.
Take a listen to it after the show or something.
Yeah, don't do it now because I'm not there. I'm here. Listen
yeah.
to me. Listen to the sound
this
of my
is
voice.
More entertaining than Ramstein at the
yes,
moment.
Which is, but bear in mind, Ramstein
is hard. Yes.
So, now, last week we also talked about Bring Me the Head of Bob Larson. Now, Bob Larson is, I mean, if you thought Oral Roberts was annoying, Bob Larson makes Oral Roberts look like a cakewalk. I mean, this guy is really something. Do a little research on Bob Larson sometime. Yeah, he's a big fan of, he's the guy who's actually burning books and records and shit. He's like a big advocate of that.
So, pretty extreme then.
Oh, yeah, he's about as extreme as they get. And we have Bring Me the Head of Bob Larson, which we were talking about last week,
yeah.
And they have some clips of Bob Larson on there. If you disbelieve it, I mean, it's really fucking nuts.
Wow.
And we also have a tune from a band called Snog. This is a very cool band, and if you're like me, you'll listen to this and you'll go, "Dude, that reminds me of so many things." Like, you know, gah.
And I just discovered Snog like a couple weeks ago. Somebody
sent it off.
Some listener said, "You got to listen to Snog."
Yeah, and they're very, very cool. Is there a website for Snog, or we just do a Google search for Snog?
S-N-O-G. I'm sure there's not too many things that
so
come up
there
with
you
Snog.
Go. Off you go. Snog it is.
Have some Snog.
And then we got a little something we're going to
Wog, Snog.
Wog, Snog. Power. And then, wow, that sounds like Powderpuff Girls Rock. Anyway.
And we've got a little treat.
We got a little treat for you that the professor and I came up with one day.
I think you got to preface this because people won't understand it.
Yeah, okay. Douglas Bader. Okay, this is a funny thing. See, the professor is a big pilot. He's also a film guy and a bunch of shit like that. He's right into flying. And Douglas Bader is a really big guy in England. I'm sure all our UK listeners are going to be like, I don't know who the fuck Douglas Bader is.
He's a hero.
Okay, so I'm not going to say anything, but Douglas Bader was this guy who lost his legs. Okay, so, and he's a World War II flying ace who lost his legs, okay? So you might want to check this out. So just bear that in mind when you're, who's Douglas Bader? He's the guy who lost his legs, okay? So, you know, yours in fun. This is Sean Kennedy and Samarian on Rant Radio on the Sean Kennedy Show.
Hey, Sean, you're looking fat.
Yeah, I know. I just can't seem to lose weight, no matter how hard I try.
Nice landing, Doug.
I say, thank you, chaps. You know, Sean, I had that same problem back in the 40s until some Germans helped me lose the weight I needed. I call it the Douglas Bader weight loss plan.
Sounds interesting. How does it work, Doug?
We cut your legs off.
Really? That doesn't sound bad.
It's not, and you'd be surprised at how much more free time you have. With my 10% weight loss technique, I guarantee that you'll be able to keep it off. Just listen to what some of my satisfied customers had to say.
My extra weight is gone, and I can eat all I want. I can't wait till work gets around, because I sure can't.
Nothing seems to work for me, but the Douglas Bader system was easy and fast. I lost over 100 pounds in less than 10 minutes.
The Douglas Bader weight loss program is so easy. Once you start, you just don't want to stop.
The Douglas Bader weight loss program. Because you don't have to go anywhere anyway.
$10,000 to help me. To help me. I need someone to give that $1,000 today.
Man. avoid panic buying.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day, you're listening to Rant Radio.
Alrighty, so we're back and we're going to be going on with our theme on privacy after covering just our general news. Other thing in general news, now there's an album, there's one album that exists, and I'm having a hell of a time getting a hold of that.
Shop as usual.
That's not the name of the album. The album I'm having a problem, there's a band that was on the Blackest album called Hellsau. H-E-L-L-S-A-U.
Very difficult. Very difficult to find stuff by them.
By Hellsau. If anyone could happen to loan me via email some MP3s of Hellsau, their album was called Vain. I'm having a hell of a time finding it.
Yeah, if they have the whole album or any even MP3s, just send it to ftp.rantradio.com.
Yeah.
And sure. I'll get it to Sean.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's a nice way you just jumped in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can send it directly to Sean.
Or you can send it to me, or whatever. But
and how would they send it to you?
What's that?
Email?
They can email it.
Ooh, emailing MP3.
Or they could ftp.cyberculture.ca, login password of music.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's a FTP site, which I have there for music. But it's only an upload. It's not an upload and download.
So, same with mine.
So if you get it...
actually, there's Rant Radio stuff on mine. So
actually, yeah. Yeah, that's true. You're better to actually send it off to the Rant Radio site. But if anybody out there has got any Hellsau Vein, I'd love to preview that on the show because it's good, good stuff.
Sore.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Hard, hard beats much. I found two songs ever. of Hellsau.
Not very high profile.
AngryShirts.com. Go there and buy stuff because Nickster
told us
it.
So.
Go buy stuff. Actually, no, he's got a WOG shirt.
Yeah.
And apparently
he tries.
He's got a Rant Radio shirt there as well.
Yeah. Buy some stuff.
And he'd probably make
no money comes to us, but.
You know, if you want to.
If Nickster ever feels the desire.
You know, out of
if
all
he's
the
making
t-shirt,
enough money,
if he's all, if there's all the t-shirt stuff in the world, you know, Nickster's done some stuff for us. So if you're going to go buy some t-shirts online.
Buy him there.
Yeah, they actually has got some cool stuff, I guess.
They're decent. I have one. And
yeah,
they're,
no,
they're
that's
good
true.
Quality.
That's true. They are a good quality shirt. But. We're sick of trying to plug Angry Shirts right now, so there it is.
There
that's
it
the
is.
Last plug I'm going to make. All right, so moving right along into privacy. Now, this is interesting. I was doing some security work at a famous player's theater, avoiding having fights picked with me, and I picked up one of those god-awful movie magazines, you know, those really shitty-ass ones.
One big ad.
I open it up, and there's a thing on there called The Famous Players, and it's all about these the famous players, surveillance camera players.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the link. It's in the IRC, and it's at notboard.org, and then there's but what these guys are, apparently, are these guys who go out and all over, you know, where they're putting up surveillance cameras? They go out and they act in front of the surveillance cameras with signs, and they act out George Orwell, and they act out all these Big Brother stuff. Head to the site. I want to take a look at the
site.
That's funny. Yeah, and this is what they do. And I was just floored the fact that these guys exist. And are out there, you know, doing the famous player stuff. This is just bizarre. You know, they do Fahrenheit 451. They do all these different stuff. And this is
pretty cool. Actually.
Yeah, and they do it in front of surveillance cameras, which I think is kind of neat. Because if I was having to watch surveillance cameras, I'd be into that. I'd be like, oh, cool. Well, they're almost done. Just let them finish this, and then we'll, you know, let them go and stuff.
That's right.
They hold up signs like mind your own business and shit like that to these surveillance cameras. Yeah. Now, the thing is it great?
Why not?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't mind them doing it, but a lot of people are against these surveillance cameras being up everywhere.
Are they not?
Oh, no, they're against them. Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, they're not into the surveillance camera thing.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Now, I think a surveillance camera... I personally feel that there should be a whole ton of cameras pointing at public streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not? I don't have a problem with that. It'd be just the same as someone looking out a window at a public place. If it's a public place, it's my place.
Yes.
Okay? And I don't mind having a camera watching my place. Well, other people could see you. Well, there's other people on the street, isn't there? You know what I mean? Now, I don't want cameras in my bathroom.
you know, playing in the toilet or something. You know,
That's going too far.
But a lot of people are really, really down on these cameras, you know. Now, that's kind of the line there.
I wouldn't
mind
as much if the public had access to them and they were on the internet,
too. Now, that's
too,
the other side of it.
So you could patrol your own streets.
Yeah, that'd be fine. See, that's the other half of that is I want lots of these cameras, but I want them all to be online.
Yes.
I want everything to be online. It's kind of like what they're doing with these wireless area networks now. They're doing this thing where they're setting up these pirate wireless area networks where people who've got a broadband connection just install a wireless modem and let it be random. So if you're walking down the street, you can just borrow someone's connection.
It's like, oh, there's a good connection here.
There's a good connection here. Thank you, whoever magical person is who is allowing me to use their bandwidth.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I think that's very, very cool.
I heard a lot of it's going up in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
A lot of that going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They must like that. They must think that's cool.
Because I think
cool.
It's very expensive in Hawaii to get internet connections. So
yeah. So if you're within 1,000 feet of one of those little Linksys wireless jobbies, you're good to go. And you've got like, I think it's 11 kilobit or 11 meg. I don't know.
It's probably not very fast, but it's an internet connection.
Well, it's faster than 56K.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, depending on the pipe you're sitting on, of course, I mean, you know, it'd be kind of pointless to do something like that with a 56K, you know, dial-up. But you know what I'm saying, though? Usually it's on a high-speed system, and they go from there. Now, I think that kind of thing is cool. So I don't really think this is... I think the surveillance camera players are cool.
Yeah, they're...
Okay, but I don't... Their motivation, I don't know if I agree with that. Now, another thing is that Dear Abby lays the smackdown on some child porn. Now, everyone knows that I'm a big fan... Okay, of destroying child porn. And Dear Abby, the columnist, Dear Abby, now, and everyone's like, right on, Dear Abby destroyed child porn. Okay, well, wait, listen to the story. A guy sent Dear Abby a letter claiming that I think I'm a pedophile.
Yeah.
I've never touched anyone. I've never done anything, but I'm sexually excited by younger girls.
Okay.
Now, it's important I stress, he hasn't touched anyone, he hasn't done anything, and he sent a letter to Dear Abby requesting what he should do for help.
Right.
Okay, because he's afraid.
He's looking for help. Doing the right thing.
Okay. Dear Abby turned him in. The cops showed up at his house.
Yeah.
Okay. They confiscated his computer. On his computer, they found 25. Where's the actual number? They give his number. They actually say that we confiscated his computer. We found he's 28 years old. Okay.
40
pornographic photographs of children were found on his computer after his arrest on Monday, past Monday. Okay, so he's got child porn, pornographic pictures of children, okay?
Yes.
On his computer. He's got 40 pictures.
Yep.
Okay. Now, he's not distributing those pictures.
No. Nope.
He's a pedophile.
Yes.
But is he a pedophile? Are you a pedophile if you just like that? Or are you a pedophile if you touch a child? At what point does this become a thought crime?
Yeah, where's the line?
You know, where's the line? Is this guy sick? Like, the guy's a sick guy. Like, there's something wrong. But the thing is, he's not some sick piece of shit like these NAMLA advocates who want to make it okay.
Yeah.
He knows there's something wrong, and he wants to get help.
He's never done anything.
And he's
That's
never
he says,
touched anybody.
Right.
Now, that said, though, he's got these photographs, which I don't know if he's paid for them. Probably not. I doubt he paid
better
for
better photographs than real children, that's for sure.
Well, they could be photographs of real children, right? Like, so he's helping.
No, I mean,
helping.
Photographs than him going out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he's creating a need for these photographs. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if you, if you have child porn, I mean, you're distributing child porn, right? Like, you're catering to something that's wrong there. However, all he had was 40 pictures on his computer.
For a pedophile, that's pretty small.
He asked for help.
Yep.
And now he's in jail. Judge has set bond at 10 grand, and he could get up to 5 years in prison. Okay, and a $10,000 fine for each photograph.
That's a lot of money.
Okay, so that's 200 years in prison.
And $400,000.
And $400,000 in fines. Okay, he did not speak during the Wednesday's brief court hearing, blah, 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 blah. Now, the question is, and I don't want people to email me with their opinion on it, okay, was that a thought crime? You know, and should that guy have the right to privacy? I think the guy should have the right to privacy. Okay, and I think that there should be something in place where the guy goes, I think I'm sick.
Yep.
Like, to write a letter and say, I think I'm sick, I think there's something wrong with me, can I get help? And he gets thrown in jail.
It's like a drug addict going to a hospital, say, I'm really sick, I need some help.
You know,
can you help me?
Maybe,
they go bust into his house
maybe
and
the help
throw
he
him
needs,
in jail.
Maybe the help he needs is to be taken outside, put on his knees, and have his head blown off. Maybe that's the help he needs.
Possibly.
But, I mean, if I was doing it, I'd shake his fucking hand first.
Yeah.
Because that's some balls, you know, to come out and say, dude, I think I'm a pedophile.
For sure.
I mean, you know, win, lose, or draw. Okay, that took some guts to sit there and say, I might be a pedophile. Can someone help me?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, but everyone, of course, will be quick to go, pedophiles must die! Okay, yeah, I'm a big fan of anti-pedophilia, okay? I think pedophilia is fucking sick. But a pedophile usually tries to hide that shit. They try to, you know, they try to, you know, try to live with it, and you know, they try to cater to their need and stuff like that. If you're looking for that, you're just sick. There's something wrong with you. You're sick. You know you're sick. You know, you don't put people in jail for having a cold,
right? Yeah.
Like, that's not a healthy thing. So I don't actually agree with what happened there. And now,
I think there should be some level of privacy when you send anonymously to Dear Abby.
Well, not only that, like, I think that Dear Abby, I don't think she did the right thing by turning him in, to be honest with you. I think that,
discounts her credibility with anonymous.
Well, totally, but then, that said,
would you ever write to Dear Abby again? You could be busted by just writing to her.
What if she didn't? What if she didn't, and he goes and doesn't follow the advice, and he goes out and rapes little Susie?
Right. Then she'd be like, oh my God, I could have helped him. And
you know, I could have stopped it, la, la, la. But as it stands right now, Buddy's a thought crime. What should have happened there was that somebody should have went to his house. The cops should have went to it, taken him into custody because he's dangerous. Okay? Not thrown him in jail, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Put him in an institution where he can get help, where he's not around children, where he's able to...
And he wanted that, too.
You know, and that's what he wants. Help me, please. Please, somebody help me, you know? I mean, either that. I mean, the guy's probably going to wind up killing himself.
Instead, he goes to jail, and he's labeled pedophile,
yeah,
and he'll
get
killed.
And he's killed by some, you know, guys, you know... It's an ugly, ugly scenario. You know what I mean? And ever since 911, privacy and our rights to maneuver, what I call maneuver, within the borders of the law. Like, used to be, you'd be able to, you know, you could do things that you want.
Yeah.
You're giving guidelines. But now our rights to maneuver are slowly deteriorating, okay? Now everything and everyone is being labeled a terrorist. Now, Trotsky's ghost, okay, he's in the New York metro area, so I know he knows all about this shit. He sent this thing in here called, this is about the Americans for Anti-Terrorism, Americans for Victory Over Terrorism, okay, the AOT. That's going to go in the RC right now. And it's a truly scary bunch that hides behind a facade where they claim to wish to educate the populace about the horrors of Islamic fanaticism. But really, their whole goal is to suppress all public debate on the subject and push the Bush administration's agenda upon unsuspecting citizens. Now, this is a classic example. This America Over Terror is a classic example of, if you don't agree with us, you're un-American. You're with the terrorists. You're either with us or you're with them. And that's not logical, okay? That doesn't work. They'll whip up an ugly sense of nationalism and things start going a little bit bad.
It's used over and over again.
Yeah, it's
many,
tried
many
true
times.
Throughout history.
You're a communist.
You betcha. And before that, when Hitler got into power, that was his first thing, was whip up a big thing about the desecration of the flag and we as Germans and all the rest of it. No offense, of course, to the German people now. I mean, there's a lot of German people like, don't ever make the mistake of associating Nazis with Germans.
Different.
Yeah, they're a totally different thing. People are like, well, they were from Germany, weren't they?
So.
Well, no, Hitler actually, I think, was Austrian, first of all. And, there's a lot of Nazis in Alabama, too, who can't read, let alone travel. So, you know, there you
it's
go.
Like Charles Manson is a United States citizen.
Yeah, he's got a swastika carved in his head. You know, that doesn't mean that everyone in the United States... So don't make that association. But the Nazis, they used a lot of that stuff and blood and shit like that to try to whip people into a fervor. And it's that same kind of fervor that happens with pedophilia, where everyone's like, well, if the guy was a pedophile, it was okay to torture him for days on end before killing him. You know what I mean? These people are sick. I hate them. But I only hate the ones who are trying to make it okay. I don't hate the ones that are trying to seek help. You know, these sick people who are sick. They're sick. They have a mental problem. Like, somebody help me. You know what I mean? So that's a little bit strange. And because of this, everybody is being treated like shit. Airport security has gone through the fucking roof.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not allowed to do a goddamn thing.
All this stuff is pushed through like that.
Yeah, and it's like, bang, and there's no conjecture. There's no one to object to it. And you know who the latest victim was? Steve Mann. our boy Steve Mann, Mr. Wearable Computer Guy. Yeah, here's an interesting thing in the New York Times, where this is now appearing in the IRC. Steve Mann, now you have to be able to get in there, of course, with free login, blah, blah, blah. Steve Mann has a story, the New York Times has a story on a University of Toronto engineering professor turned cyborg Steve Mann. We talked about that in a recent run-in with humorless airport security. Apparently, his pre-planning and documents were sufficient to get him through to Toronto Airport security on his way to St. John's in Newfoundland. Okay, now that's incidentally why we probably hasn't returned any of our emails, because he was out of the province. But not sufficient to get him through the St. John's Airport security on his way home. 2 days later, after strip searches, forced removal of his implants, and x-raying and other ill handling of delicate hardware, he returned home in a wheelchair. Okay, what happened there? Yeah, if you read the link, what happened was that they seen him come in. He had all this electronic about security, took him in, took all his gear off. Okay, I've never seen a photo of Steve Mann without his wearable on.
No.
He's been wearing a wearable with a monocle over one eye for 20 years. He's had custom electronic, like the guy's an MIT professor, okay? He knows what the fuck he's doing. He's got electrodes that were implanted in his skin. They tore them out of his skin. He's bleeding. He's totally disoriented because he doesn't have his gear.
Yeah.
Okay, he's lived in an augmented reality for at least the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, he was so dizzy, he was left, now you can go. He's bleeding, he's injured. The dude is not that big. He falls down in the airport, smacks his head on a fucking fire extinguisher that gets bloody, and he winds up being carted onto the plane in a wheelchair. Steve Mann, who is known, he's probably the most known wearable computer guy in the world. Okay, it's a little bit odd, you know. It's a little bit.
I know.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Yeah,
going a bit far.
And they tore that out of his system. Now. Everyone's like, well, you know, Sean, that's security. Now, that's okay, there's security, but, I mean, if anybody there had an internet connection and typed his fucking name in, they would have got the phone book.
Here's the guy.
Oh, he's an MIT prof. Let's say he's not a terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, here's his last book he wrote. Oh, here's the film he was featured in at CBC.
Or how about, you just can't get on this plane, go away.
Yeah, or how about, no,
take
we deny your service until we hold you, until we completely tear you apart.
We're going to take this knife and cut you open.
Yeah, no, that's not on. Now, people are like, well, that was just, that's not really, well, you know, Sean, I don't know. Well, what about for the rest of us? Because that's common. Music God One sent me a thing on augmented reality, and augmented reality is the concept of you have like a monocle which overlays over your vision, and you can augment your reality. And there's pictures on the webpage that we're posting now, and you can read about augmented reality, and there's an article on Slashdot about it and things like that. Augmented reality is the next, like, never mind virtual reality. Augmented reality is like the big thing, okay, where you're walking by a store and your augmented reality has something that comes up and says, this is a, you know, we sell, you know, blah, 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 you know, whatever, or we have wares here, or whatever. It's like digital graffiti.
They were going to do that with cell phones.
They were, yeah.
With GPS in the cell phones, it knows where you are. Well, not GPS, but it knows where the cell phone is. You get coupons on your cell phone based on the store that's right in front of you.
You can also leave graffiti
there,
too.
For privacy.
Well,
because they know where you are.
That's right.
Obviously.
They broadcast everyone in front of their store.
Yeah.
But there's a way you can leave graffiti, too, where I could walk in front of the store and say, this store fucking rips you off. Don't go in here. Sign Sean Kennedy.
Very true.
Okay, so that's a two-way street.
It goes two ways.
I'm okay with technology like that that can be used two ways, okay? It's only when, you know, it's not available two ways.
But the argument against that is, like, most people don't know how to use it against, and they're victims of this technology.
That's true, but that's not the corporation's fault that people are stupid. This is why people like us need to get on the air and educate. That's right. Become the media. Now, one example of this technology that could be used wrong, though, is this thing where cars in Britain... Yeah, that's right, Britain.
Great old Britain.
Good
they'll
old
let
Britain,
you do anything,
eh?
But they'll watch you every second.
Yeah, there's an in-car device that checks motorists' line of vision has been developed to prevent drunk driving.
Uh-huh.
The device, yet unnamed, has been developed from a research in the brain's role in guiding movement. Because apparently, if you look one way and there's a certain delay between how you move your arms on the steering wheel and how you look, there's reason to believe that you could be drunk.
How did they measure this?
There's details there on the site. You can trace it from there.
Really
okay.
Odd.
It follows. One thing watches your eyes, and one thing watches your and registers your hand movement. So if you're like looking exaggeratedly to the left, and then a few seconds later you turn, it could be a sign that you're drunk.
Well, yeah, it would be.
Yeah, so that's just
or
what...
tired.
Yeah,
or anything.
There's a lot of stuff there. Now, the thing is, I was like, well, that's good, Sean. It prevents drunk driving. Yeah, but what if we combine that with the GPS? And then, oh, you broke the law at this time. You're a suspected drunk driver. Oh, you're a suspected drunk driver.
Yeah.
Now you have to prove your innocence, which is quite common in England, by the way. You're not innocent until proven guilty in England.
They did that here with the photo radar.
That's right.
Gone!
The photo radar didn't live very long.
It's like, click, you're guilty, go prove that you're not.
Yeah, and that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I got nailed on one of those tickets. Wife paid it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me fight it.
Harsh in my name.
Okay, well, whatever.
Usually you win those things because the police never show up.
Yeah, exactly. But when you look at that and you start saying, well, that technology by itself, is it a bad thing? No. No, it's not. But...
Think combo.
You got to think, what if they start combining all this
look
shit?
Look down the road with any kind of technology.
Okay. And you know for a fact that this isn't about safety, okay? This isn't about safety. This is about the gradual erosion of our rights and the coming, yes, my favorite word, core political state.
Put a frog in boiling water, he'll hop out. But
that's
put him
right.
in a cold water and turn it up,
and this
he'll
is
boil
reasons,
to death.
And this is one of the reasons why I honestly feel that protesters today who go out into the streets and take the streets are useless. That's right. I said useless. These people who go out and they're like, oh, fucking anti-NAFTA, World WTO, burn it all. Whoa! Don't do shit. Okay, it's masturbation. You're not doing a fucking thing. All right? You want to do something? Put on a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Infiltrate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Get on the inside where you can do some good and then do some good. Okay? Just get on the inside and don't sell out. Gandhi used to jump into bed with virgins every night. Never touched them. Why? Because he wanted to prove how celibate he was.
Yep.
That was his big thing. So it's exactly the same way. You're sleeping with the virgins. That's what you're doing. You're getting in there and showing that you can't. Like, if you've never sold out because you've never been offered any money, you've got nothing to be proud of.
That's right.
Okay?
Never had the opportunity, really.
Sim and I had a chance to sell Rant Radio, did we? No. Why? Because it would have been sucked.
And we wouldn't be here still.
And
we'd be like somewhere else.
We'd be some pimp. Yeah, that's right. In case anyone's keeping score...
We'd be on Rant Radio 2.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone's keeping score, that's right. The dot bomb, oh, it rose and it fell, didn't it? Yeah, and RantRadio.com is still going, so fuck
that's
you very
right.
much. You know,
we didn't get our X number of dollars and ran away,
you know,
with it.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, and if anybody wants to, you know, step up, that's fine. But it's true that, you know, if you're going to get in there and you're going to do good, you have to get it, do it from the inside. Doing it from the outside isn't going to work. Okay? And you want to have further proof that, well, that's a lot of paranoia, is it? Here's a link from Senator Dianne Feinstein. Everyone remembers Dianne Feinstein. She's the one who ran against Jell-O by Afra when he was running for mayor. And Dianne Feinstein is the original fucking dragon lady. Okay? This bitch is crazier than a shithouse rat. Okay? You don't believe me? Check out any of Jell-O stuff. He talks about Dianne Feinstein in her mayor days. Now she's a senator, which scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
This link from Wired. This is from APOC, and he was saying that Senator Dianne Feinstein may come from Northern California, but she's siding with Hollywood instead of Silicon Valley. Feinstein suggested on Thursday that Congress might need to intervene in what has become a highly visible tussle between content owners worried about online piracy and tech firms that fear intrusive new regulations. So that means they just legislate a new law, and the tech firms get fucked. And since the two-term senator chairs the technology subcommittee, wow, could I ever think of someone who I would not want to chair a technology subcommittee? She's in the position to turn her views into law.
Oh, wonderful. Is this like the chips in all the computers to make sure you're not pirating music?
No, this
and
is all
movies.
File sharing is blatantly illegal in the United States, period.
Oh, I see.
This is legislation nastiness.
Ooh.
This is recorded media is all bad. This is her trying to fuck up the world. And Dianne Feinstein is just a crazy enough bitch to do it. Okay, she's a nut bar. She's completely, holy core political. You can't get much more core political than Dianne Feinstein. Okay, she's a nutbag. Okay? And if you think that it's only happening in the States, sorry, all you wonderful Canadian listeners. Ego. Leshek sent me an awesome article on the new Canadian tax levy.
I love it.
This is great. This is, you know, this... levy that says that all recordable media and discs and hard drives and everything that can, you can possibly record anything digital possibly upon has got a disgusting new tax, like $21 per gigabyte.
Government looking out for the corporations.
That's right. And what other possible reason could there be? Yes, that's right. I've been singing this same song like a broken record for the last 2 years of the coming core political state, of the Shadowrun state. Okay, it's on its way, okay, where corporations become religions. Don't believe me? Go down to your local bookstore, one of these mega marketing motherfuckers. Go in there, look in the business section. You'll see such wonderful titles as The New Corporate Religion, okay?
Ooh. Hellsaw, two albums uploading by Oral Sex. Thank you.
Oral
two
Sex.
Albums.
Two albums. Holy shit.
That is so awesome.
You rock.
Rock.
Actually, we probably just condemned him by Dianne Feinstein. Run, Oral Sex, run! Oral Sex, your mecca is in the mail.
These new tax levies are going to impact so much that the MP3 players with built-in hard drives increase from $200 to $600.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, $400 tax.
So we're talking about a 200% increase in price.
It's huge, yes.
Yeah, we won't... Oh, never mind smokes, though. Never mind cigarettes. Never mind drug use. Never mind abusive... No, never mind any of that. Don't.
Evil MP3s.
Holy fuck.
To the downfall of our society.
Holy fuck.
Those poor corporations. We're only making billions instead of billions and billions.
You know, and just for recently, last week, record sales fell to the point where it was before file sharing came out. They've been making more money since file sharing came out
than
ever.
This is the first year that they've gone down.
And, of course, there's the somewhat useless online petition you can sign. You know.
I signed it, by the way.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Personally... If that petition comes out, I'll start stealing hard drives. I won't pay it. Fuck it. Seriously. Yep. Like, just whatever, man. I'm not paying for that. And you can suck my ass. Because, you know, holy cow.
How to create a even more pirate underground kind of state.
Like, how to really, really, really...
What happens when you tax cigarettes too much?
Yeah, really. I mean, people...
It creates a new economy for cigarettes.
That's right.
And
so,
more...
Yeah, so if you want to create that, go hard, retard. I mean, you're going the right way to do it.
Suddenly, CDs will be disappearing out of future shops.
Okay, so... And, of course, as you look at this, there's more and more and more and more that you can do. Now, the first thing you can do, what can you do about all this, is you got to educate yourself. Okay, you got to know your rights in Canada. Okay, now there's the Privacy Commissioner of Canada. Okay, now in America, I know there's one, and I'm sure someone's going to post it in the IRC as we speak, okay, where people are worried about their own privacy and they got to know what your privacy is online. You got to care, okay, because there's a lot of people who just blindly don't give a fuck if people know everything about them. All right, so you got to start caring because things are getting a little scary, guys, and you're gonna wind up giving away the keys to the city here if you just keep not caring. So it's an awareness thing. You have to be aware that there are people out there who are bad who are trying to get your data. Okay, you're a number to these guys.
People are talking about throwing hard drives in the Hudson Bay.
Why
do that? In relation to the tea tax.
Oh, right. The
Boston
the,
Tea
the
Party.
Tax revolution, yeah.
Where they threw tea in.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But watch events. The Big Brother Awards. First of all, there's the Privacy Commission of Canada. Okay, and you want to keep track of what's going on with privacy. The Big Brother Awards, privacyinternational.org /Big Brother. This is a very entertaining site where they let you know which companies are really screwing everybody over. It's horrible what these companies are doing, and they keep track of it. You know, and I've got another site which I'm going to be giving out in your daily checks folder that you should check every fucking day, which follows that. But there's more and more. It's an education issue. So another thing you could do is you could switch to Linux, because Linux is kind of designed by people who are into this privacy thing. And rather than trying to start from Windows and secure something, you could start from Linux and secure it out. Is Linux, because it's kind of designed with security in mind, is it more secure? Yes, it is. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. It is more secure, okay, than Windows. I don't know enough about both operating systems to make an educated... Like, a guy who's educated with Microsoft products can probably build as secure a server as Linux. But I think that if the amount
it's
of knowledge...
It's only secure as the programmers.
That's true. You know, and there's always gateways. But I think, personally, that it would take 10 volumes... to secure 10 volumes of books to secure a Linux server, whereas take 30 volumes to secure a Microsoft server.
Heard it both ways.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of... The debate rages go hard. whatever. And then you get into encryption. The fact that more than 512-bit encryption is illegal.
Yeah.
It's actually, if you cross the border with it, there's a weapons exporting charge. What the fuck?
And off to jail forever you go.
Yeah, and off to jail because you're a terrorist because that's
but
a weapons.
But it was just my email.
Oh, but I'm crossing the border. No, that's now listed as weapons. I'm not going to ask what you were doing. They're just going to see weapons charge, and then you're labeled a terrorist, and then, you know, they don't have to charge you, and you're fucked, and, you know. You
no get, trial, off to jail.
Yeah, you get ass ran by Bubba. Have a nice day. So that's not really cool. Now, in cyberspace, locally, you know, without getting too crazy with it, Windows Media Player, a lot of people, I was talking about that a few weeks ago, Windows Media Player goes, and that's, bitch, they map what you do. Now,
that was wonderful.
Yeah, they keep track of your, but here's
we
how you stop that.
We don't do anything with it.
Yeah,
it just gets collected.
Yeah, that's right. No, you can stop that. Actually, and here's a way you do stop that. A Windows Media Player's bitch, here's a link on it. But from Microsoft, here's how you turn off the media logging on Windows Media Player. You open up your Windows Media Player. On the Tools menu, click Options. Then you click on the Media Library tab. And then in both the access rights of other applications and the access rights of the Internet site areas, click No Access. So there is an area to go to if you know what you're looking for where you can turn that off. I think by law they had to include that or some shit.
Nice,
so that's
nice
how you do that.
Nice how by default it's shared.
So don't say, I'm going to do that. Do that now. Go on. If you're listening to this, you're obviously listening to this on a computer, do that now. Bring up your Windows Media Player because you know you got it installed, okay, and turn that off now.
I stick with 6.4.
Do you?
Yes. I have not upgraded and I never will.
Well, sometimes they will. And they might make you. But don't think you're safe from Netscape either because Netscape is fucking you too. That's why AOL is going to be using Netscape. They're going to breathe life back into Netscape. Well, Netscape is logging you as well because Netscape logs everything you search for on Google.
Woo-hoo!
And here's a link to prove it. So
if you want a good alternative player that's absolutely free,
what's that?
BS Player.
BS Player?
Yes. It rocks so hard.
Is it?
It is so good.
And
yes.
It just plays everything.
Yep.
It just
plays absolutely everything.
Well, that's a good one. Okay. Yep. And you can get that on Check Chukows that or whatever.
Oh, yeah. BS Player.
There's
so many awesome options.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool. Now, if you're sitting there going, well, Sean, you know, I don't know if I'm really targeted. Okay, gang, how about this one? How about AdAware? Run LavasoftUSA.com. Okay, we'll just check this out. We're going to post it in the RC.
Will open your eyes.
This will scare the shit out of you. This will show you all the applications that are running right now on your computer. This is a free program that shows spyware. Download this. Okay, it's in the RC right now, Lavasoft USA, or do a Google search for AdAware. And they also have like a signature file, sort of like a Dr. Pepper. A Dr. Pepper. You just completely
fuck you up.
You just completely fuck it up. Don't fucking do that.
Yeah, after reconnect, so you can.
What are you doing? Why am
so
I
you
off?
Can see, yeah, you're off.
Okay, whatever.
Because we had a net split.
Did we have an ad split? Oh, well, fuck them. I don't need to see the internet anyway.
That was funny, though.
It was funny. What was I talking about? AdAware. Do a search for AdAware on Google, and then you just download it, and there's a signature file, which is just like virus, or an antivirus, or any of those virus checkers, okay? You download that signature file, and it lets you know the new virus, spyware, that is installed on your computer. You install that into AdAware and run it, and it does a complete scan on your system, and those little things that are running, they all eat up your RAM.
It's getting more and more annoying. Now you have to have a firewall, a virus scanner, a spyware searcher.
Yeah.
Like, you just
like,
have to keep
you have
to
have your levels of ice.
Yeah.
You
got
to have your levels of ice.
Crazy.
And it's fucked up.
And
you know what? When I was at the shop and I was doing work on people's computers, I instituted running AdAware on people's computers.
Yeah.
It was my idea. I did that. I also ran AbleSoft's Wash and Go, which is another good one.
Yeah.
People come in, oh, my computer's running slow. That's because you have 265 pieces of spyware running in the background.
And don't be surprised. You will have that much.
Okay, and I'm serious. Go check it out.
Cool.
And oh, I'm back. I'm back on air.
Yay. My mic's all crazy.
Are you all crazy?
It's all fuzzy.
There's the cookies you find is crazy. There's a lot of crap that goes on with AdAware, which is really, really cool. So that's a really useful tool.
I had like 40 40 pieces on my computer. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
this is insane.
Sims are wacko with that shit. Like, if you're running Kazaa or any of those, what's the other, not Kazaa, but there's one.
Morpheus, Grokster, Napster, Winamax, BearShare.
Yeah, BearShare is brutal.
They all have it.
Yeah, they all have it in there. They're all spyware in there. Now, there's a lockdown your browser and Shaw Cable from Two Guys. I'm going to post a link, but there's a free piece of equipment you can use called iDecide. Privacy Companion is a free browser add-on that alerts you when you're being watched on the net. It also shows you who is following you and lets you decide how much personal information you want to give away with three threat levels of security. That's free. You can download that and install that. It's free to use, no problem. Okay. Now, also, there's the Defense of Freedom Statement, which we're going to post there, which is this thing which talks about exactly everything we're talking about, where people are, it's a petition which has been signed by a bunch of people. Read it. There are a group of points. And that go on. Now, you can buy a utility also. There's a utility you can get from Two Cults called CyberScrub. If you do a search for CyberScrub version 1.0, these guys are pretty cool. And they actually meet and exceed military regulations for scrubbing your computer of shit on the computer physically.
Is this like a complete clean, or is it like you select files and stuff?
It's got some utilities. I installed it, and it's pretty interesting.
This is like the 10 times right over, right backwards, right garbage on it.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Check out CyberScrub, yeah. And you can either crack it or buy it or do whatever you want and, you know, go from there. But that's a pretty interesting utility to use, too, just to get a feel for how much, like I was saying, well, how much recoverable data was on my disk, and it was 650 megs of recoverable data was just floating around on my disk.
I see. It tells you how much stuff.
Yeah, it tells you how much stuff. It's a very, very useful cyber scrub. It's interesting. Do a search for it. You'll check it out. Okay. Now, in MeetSpace, outside, now, there's a bunch of other shit you can do from there. I mean, that's just the beginning. Once again, we're just touching on this, okay, guys? Don't get all wacko on it. Okay. In MeetSpace, in the real world, stop giving out personal information when you're asked for it.
Yes.
What's your phone number? How the fuck does me buying this battery require you to know my phone number? Well, we use it in our logs. No, I'm not giving you my phone number.
Right.
Will you still sell me the battery?
I made that mistake the other day, and they phoned me.
Did they?
Yeah, and it pissed me off because I thought they needed the phone number to tell me when my stuff was ready. They never called me.
So who did?
Their little telemarketer. Well, how did you think of our product? Did we service you well? I was like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they sold my name.
Yeah, for sure. So stop giving out your privacy. Now, if you go to your, like in that, the privacy thing in Canada, that shows you what you can, what you do and do not have a right, like, to have. Like, you don't have to give out these numbers. My wife gets really pissed at me because I go places and I'm like, oh, what's your phone number? And everybody just gives it out. Here's my address. Here it is. And I go, why do you need that? And they look at you like, what the fuck's your problem? Just give me your phone number. Yeah. No, I'm not going to give you my phone number, so suck my ass.
A little side note, people at Radio Shack do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get money for getting your phone number. That's why they're very insistent on it. They make commission on getting your phone number. They're paid to get your name to sell to other people.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
So that's why they do it.
So
somebody that worked at Radio Shack told me this.
Now, I wouldn't be rude to these people.
Yeah.
Okay, I would simply say, no, I'm not. Well, I need your phone number. By the privacy laws, if you wish to pursue this, I will be forced to take legal action against you under discrimination. Do you wish to continue? That scares the shit out of them when you say stuff like that. They're like, or you can keep a handy-dandy copy of the Canadian Privacy Commission in your pocket.
There you go.
Digital format. Whip it out and highlight the section that says, this is my privacy rights. If you choose to violate these, expect a suit. Questions?
They're like,
and they'll be like, okay, well, I'll just sell a battery. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. And people are like, well, why are you making such a big deal about it? It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Huge deal.
They're selling you.
You are a commodity now.
You're being sold. Okay, that's a big deal. I think it's a big deal.
Do you like cattle in a cart yet?
Like, what do you... Okay, so that's one star. Also, hey, you can enter to win a free draw for a trip to Guacamole or whatever the hell it is. Just fill out this 5-volume set in this personality test and you can, you know...
You can be labeled as a sucker, too!
And we'll, like, you know, and I got called. I filled one of these things out and I got a con job. You won! I did. Yeah, yeah, you won. Aren't you excited? Not really. No, what did I win? And these
you
people,
just have to come on down and
you
fill
just
out
have
some
to
more
pay
stuff.
A certain amount, and we'll send you this, and la la la, and it's all bullshit.
By law, you do not have to pay one red cent to win something in Canada. I'm sure it's the same in the U.S.
Yes.
Do not send any
so
money
to
So
if they
anyone.
Say, yeah, that's a scam, okay? And there are people out there who make their living, and not a small one, on ripping you off. Another big scam is like these companies that are like supposedly agents of all kinds, literary, fashion model, whatever. You pay us this amount, we make up your portfolio,
yeah,
and then we guarantee you work, but then work gets canceled, and we wind up just taking your $600, and you're screwed. And there's all kinds of articles going around on
That's why it says no purchase necessary
that's
on
right.
all the commercials, because you don't have to pay, because that's illegal.
Yeah, that's right. No purchase necessary. You can send it in. You can do whatever. They make it, you know, so stop giving out those personal info when you're asked by stars. Never enter a free draw again. Now, the interesting thing is when you talk about privacy, privacy's interesting. You know, because you talk about what you do, and then you never leave, because there's people invading your space.
That's
you
right.
Know.
And who likes that?
I have to be very careful now with how I do the segue to this next section.
I see the title of it.
Yeah, yeah. Totally unrelated. On a totally other, totally unrelated to privacy, I'm a big fan of certain kinds of weapons.
Now, really?
This is interesting. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people don't know. I was in the Army for a while.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yep.
And because there is so much terrorism going on in the world, all these security laws that are happening now, well, the flip side of that coin is there's now a cell phone gun, about 10,000 of them that were seized in I believe it was Europe.
Really?
Here's the link for it. Yes, and you can download the film there, too, which shows them shooting
really?
A five-shot cell phone gun.
I always like it when there's a video to go along with it.
Okay, and that's a little scary because, oh, my God.
What, five-shot?
Yeah, five shots. Ooh. It fires 22. And it's really frightening that, you know, these guns are starting to circulate throughout Europe. I mean, we're getting to, like, how Shadowrun is that? Again, go check out, you know, cyberpunk books. This is all straight out of, you know, Gibson's type stuff. This is nuts. Okay, when we're talking about how long before we have, like, augmented Ripper claws. I was listening to, I was reading around on a site the other day, this guy, this doctor in Europe, wants to start... doing radical plastic surgery and giving people, I'm not making this up, tails. Like, your body apparently will neural map into limbs and stuff like that. You can, yeah, and he wants to give people tails and prosthetic wings and things like that. Like, really wild stuff. Extreme plastic surgery.
Sure.
Sure,
if they
that's
do
what
that.
You want to do. But, I mean, again, this is something right out of the books.
Yeah.
Right out of the books, okay? Very, very bizarre. Now, guns are not, you know, it's just one thing, personally.
Yeah.
You know? I'm a big fan of knives myself. I like knives. Knives are interesting.
Very handy.
Yeah, they're handy.
I carry one myself.
Now, a lot of people, we talk about knives, and there's an interesting material which is available on the market. I got this from Centaur, which is called Stellite, and the cousin of Talonite. And what this website is, we're at Stellite.com, www.stellite.com. You can send them a design for a knife that, say, you want to make, no matter what it looks like, and they will laser cut it out of this Stellite and then send it to you, and you just have to grind it down to your edge, right? So it's they send it you a piece of raw because you can't cut it with steel. Stellite is a compound that's created. It's very similar to like a die-coated axe from Shadowrun, where what it is it's a material that cannot be cut.
Yeah.
You can only grind it. And
what do you grind it with? Is it
like a diamond tip paper or like a grinding wheel or whatever. You can grind it.
Why don't they?
Because it's too much work.
Oh,
and we're talking about hours and hours and hours of labor. They just run a laser cutter through it,
and
it cuts it into the shape you want, and then you get it to your house. You can put your tangs on and all the rest of it. So that's just kind of a...
cool as that.
That's a space-age material. It's not steel. It's like a ceramic alloy. It's amazing shit. Check it out. Stellite. Do some research on it. Nutty, 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 nutty stuff. Now, if you're not into fabrication... the best knives in the world. As far as I'm concerned, bang for the buck. Now, I've looked at knife sites, and I've looked at knife sites, and everybody there is going to be listening now, because I know there's a lot of people who respect my particular views on kit.
Oh, yeah.
And the good people at Himalayan Imports, baby.
They should be paying us for this.
They should be. But they're mighty. Himalayan Imports. I'm going to post the site on the web. These guys are fucking wacko. They're a bunch of guys who squat in this mud hut in the middle of Nepal, and they make Kukri's, which is the knives that was given the Gurkhas. And if you, they've got the greatest sight on the web.
Great picture.
They do blood rituals on their knives. Like whenever they lost a shipment of knives, they thought Shiva had taken them away. They have more information on Kukri's than anyone else in the world.
Whoa.
If you go to their shopping channel, they've got these huge knives, not so big knives. And these guys, they will tell you everything you ever want to know about a Kukri. And a Kukri, for those of you who don't know, they're like this big angle. Looks like a boomerang, only it's a knife. And because of the shape of it, it's shaped after the crescent moon and the trident and the handles from Shiva and all this kind of stuff. And because of the shape of it, it has 10 times the cutting power of like a regular machete just because of its shape.
Oh, yeah?
And this thing was made famous all throughout World War II. The Gurkhas was the knife that the Gurkhas were known for. And these guys make the highest quality Kukri, I believe, on the web right now. And they're cheap. They're cheap like borscht. They're cheap like you would not believe. And the guy who runs it, his name is Bill. Uncle Bill, he runs in the knife forums, and he's got a little place in Reno where he imports these things, and just an amazing, amazing dude. So if you wanted to get yourself, if you go to his online shop there, they also make a version of a Bowie knife, which is the scariest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's really wacko. Now, his web design leaves something to be desired, but let me tell you, what he lacks in web design, he makes up for. And we're talking about, you know, anyone who's ever looking at knives. Like we were just looking at the Ancola Bowie. Actually, just post that link.
Is this the one you're talking about?
This is the Ancola Bowie. Okay. This knife is the Himalayan Imports Bergorka factory version, the old American favorite. The Bowie is 15 inches long overall, 2.5 inches wide, and 7/16 of an inch thick, just shy of half an inch thick. It comes in at just less than 2 pounds. Depending on the cami, these are the geniuses who make these knives. You see these guys, they take old leaf springs out of a truck, squat by a fire with a rock, and turn out the most amazing piece of kitchen
really?
I've ever seen. Yeah.
That's how they do it?
It's like thousands of years old. They just change their material. These guys, they take their job very, very seriously.
Wow.
They will personalize blades.
It's pretty good price, too.
Yeah, it's amazingly good price.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, bang for the buck. If I was going to advocate, because you look at some of these prices on the web, I mean, just go on eBay and look at, like, you know, Cold Steel or SOG or any of those guys.
Yep.
You're paying through the nose. Well, shit, you can get swords. You can get katanas from these guys, which they warranty unconditionally for life.
Wow.
They send it to you. When they say it's sent with you with honor and shit like that, it's not like bullshit, okay? These people really believe that. Check it out. Like,
these are made by real people.
These are made by people for you. Okay, it's crazy the amount of drive that goes into that. I can't talk enough about these guys. I think it's so cool. Like, if you go through their site, read their history, they tell you everything. That guy, Bill, I mean, shit. I sent and received an email to him.
Yeah.
I hit send and receive. Like, 10 seconds later, I had a reply. It's like,
wow.
You live online? Like, holy cow.
I am waiting for your email.
I am waiting. Like, and it's just this guy, you know? And this is the kind of shop that...
He looks hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, him and his other friend up. I'm going to screw up his name. I think it's Pali.
Let's go back.
Or Pacha or something like that. But he's an old Ashram's rifle Gurkha. What's his name?
Kami Sherpa?
No, that's not him. I think it's Pala is his name. Mm. But, these guys, and they got everything you ever wanted to know about Kukris and Gurkhas and the whole nine yards. And these guys have the royal cami. This is the guys who make the Gurkhas, the Kukris for royalty of Nepal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so,
They got the exclusive contract for them?
Well, no, they're the best.
Oh, yeah.
And the royal cami, and the cami means is like the knife maker. So that's very, very cool. So anyone who's interested in that, that's very neat. So, not that I advocate violence, but hey, those are cool knives. Recommended media. If you want to know more about privacy, APOC sent me this book, which is an interesting. It's a Barnes & Noble link, so there you go. You know, you don't have to buy it
get
from
it
Barnes
anywhere.
& Noble. You get it wherever you want. But this is called Steal This Book 2. And it's a book that comes with a really handy-dandy, and the price isn't that bad. It's only like $18, and it comes with a CD-ROM that apparently has a whole bunch of handy-dandy...
Little tools?
Tools that help you lock down your computer, like, really hard. Yeah. So, it's an interesting
steal
book.
Steal This Computer Book, too.
Yeah, sorry, Steal This
is
Computer
it,
Book
Is it an actual book, or is it a CD?
Yeah, it is an actual book, and then they give you, there's a CD that comes with it. And the price, what's the price there in American?
The price in American is...
$20.
Yeah, $20, not too bad.
Yeah, so, for a computer book, that's pretty goddamn cheap.
Yeah.
So, now, granted, there's a lot of stuff that's going to take from newbies and up. The interesting thing is, if you scroll to the the bottom of the page, people who bought this book also bought, which is interesting.
Where is that?
Or is that down there?
Customer reviews, synopsis. Oh, there we go. Uber hacker.
How to break into computers with fun and stuff like that. So there's a lot of links. There's a lot of books out there. You don't have to buy that one. I haven't read that one. I don't know if it's any good or not. I just heard, I read some reviews and they said it was good. So you might want to check that out. Your daily site check of the day is www.privacy.org. Now, this is a site that runs daily links and daily checks /.style of things to do with privacy on the web, in the world, so that you know what's going on.
But about 50% of them are from Britain.
Yeah, so it's very, yeah, probably. They run a lot, but they keep track of everything, and they're pretty vigilant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they got a lot of action articles and stuff like that, which is going on. So you might want to check that out. Very, very cool. Very cool. Put that in the daily checks and just run with it. I sure did. And that was from APOC again. It was nice to see these.
APOC.
H-Hour, things that are coming up. Come and see the Creepy Family. And Left Spine down at the Anza Club on Saturday. That's this coming Saturday. The Anza Club is a
cool little club.
What's the address of that?
Number 3 West 8th in Vancouver.
That's right. And this Saturday, the Creepy Family is going to be down there with Left Spine. So that's a kind of a cool little club. Booze, whatever. You know, it's kind of a dangerous stairway there. But go check it out anyway. And it's a good time. So go see Creepy. That's cool. Also, there's a new movie coming out.
What
the fuck just happened
just
there?
Happened there.
That's interesting shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird. There's a new movie coming out, and they have the location for it. It's called Revolution OS. And it's a film which is coming out, I believe, in Texas or in Houston in one other place. Did we post it in the IRC?
Yep.
Okay.
New York City
on February 22nd and Austin, Texas on March 22nd. And this talks about the promotion of Linux and how that all happened, the Linux Windows thing. It probably looks like it papers Linux pretty hard.
Just a bit there.
Just a bit there. So that's a film that's coming out. You can go check it out. And you can go check that out. So that's something that I put in HR. If you know of any upcoming events, and you're listening to this, and you know of upcoming events, nationally, internationally, whatever, some cons that are happening between like the week or whatever that I could feature, send them down to me, theman@ranradio.com.
You know what fits into the show, what kind of stuff we're looking
for. Like, don't send me, you know, your garage sale, because I'll kill you. And, you know, so that's something you can do. Digital baptism, there's no one who wants a name. But if you know someone who does want to be named, have them email me at theman@rentradio.com and I will digitally baptize them. That'll be very, very cool. Also, in closing, I did want to give a shouts out to Angry Shirts. I'm just bugging you, Nixter. Nixter's a good guy. He's just really keen on making his company work, which is angryshirts.com. So, God love him. And once again, Matt Evil in Latvia and our boy Lucas in Germany, thanks very much.
You betcha. We love email.
Yeah, and if you're a distance listener, if you're someone who's downloaded this from, you know, I don't know, the Highland Mountains of Tibet or whatever, make sure that you email us with your city or country or whatever.
You betcha.
So that we know where you are. We give a special shout out to you because that's about all we can do. But hey, it's very, very cool. It means a lot to us. In the IRC, on the way out this evening, who do we have?
Who do we have?
We have Smokehouse, Ataru. Is that Ataru or Atreyu? No, it's Ataru. Arl Sex, who is very cool. Klein.com, Countersink, Dark Helmet, Dr. Zodiac, Dr. Case, ESK, Enotion, Gen Sleep, Gone Crazy, Gun Tape, BFM, Vampire This Morning, Half Elf, Hellebore, Hybrid Theory, Hybrid Rainbow, I&I. When I&I. I know that is. Jojo the Dog Face Boy, glad you made it. Cataf, good to see you. Kaxler, Leshek, Lentium, Marvy, Mobius Flipside, Mr. Echo, Poison Cheeto, Port Surfer, Psycho Wolf Up, Ranger Zofield, Sir Dork, SKTFM, oh wait, that's me, Sparky, Static One, Synthetic, Dowdy Cheese, Templar Knight, good to see you. I bet he's all over that Himalayan import site. Test Subject, Trans, Trotsky's Ghost, Terrell, Who Even Cares, Zerstor, Labrat, and Skyline. Glad you guys showed up. That's
stuck around.
That's very, very cool. Getting back on here, you're free to distribute the show any way you see fit. You can copy it, you can put it out there, you can play it over your high school's PA, you can get one of those little speaker pup things and put them on street signs and blare it into the street. I won't mind. Somebody else might, though.
Maybe.
So you can distribute the show any way you see fit. Give it away. File share it. Please do file share it under Sean K, whatever. because it's very, very cool when people can distribute media, and therefore we become media. And there's a lot of names here that we didn't see before, so that's very cool. A special hello to everybody who's listening for the first time. You know who you are, and we appreciate that very much.
Tell your friends. Invite them around next week.
Yeah, and if you think it's cool and you want to be a part of it, try to follow it, and it's a lot of fun. You're free to download. If you go to the Rant Radio site, the Sean K Show in the archive, there's all the previous shows. This is the 10th show.
Wow.
Show number 10. So you can download probably close to 20 hours worth of shows now, because I usually run like an hour and something per show.
Yeah, we're closing on 2 hours here.
Yeah, we're closing in on 2 hours.
So you get a lot of listening there.
Yeah, yeah. So that's really cool. Everyone's all jumping into the air, so you know, hear me saying stuff. So if you want to be on Rant Radio, we need programming. So if you have an idea for a show, you have a show about privacy, show about whatever, show about wearable computers, show about whatever you think is cool, by all means, email info@rantradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Sim will set you up, and we can find out if you're, like, not a crack monkey. And if you're a crack monkey, don't bother calling, because we don't want idiots who aren't going to show up for their time slots.
That's right.
That's bad.
If you're dedicated, you think you can hack it?
I drove out here in the snow. It's snowing in Vancouver right now, and I drove here in the snow. Because
it's almost spring.
It's almost spring. 2 days till spring.
Spring's in the air.
There's a fucking ton of snow out here, so there you go.
Kind of weird.
And, you know, we gotta make sure that we all stick together on this one, because there's a lot of shit that we can do to make a difference. We just have to get off our ass and actually do it. You have to send that email, like we said at the beginning of the show. We have to get out there. We have to communicate with each other. We have to share our wares. We have to make sure that there is enough cool people doing enough good stuff so that all these evil corporate political fucks don't take over the earth. Thank you very much for all your art. Please keep sending that in. If you want to get a hold of me, theman@rantradio.com. If you want to get Sim, it's info@rantradio.com.
That's right.
Don't get confused.
And we may reply.
And I'm not actively involved with Cult anymore. Okay, I've had some email regarding Cult. I don't do Cult anymore.
Neither do I. I get email and ICQs as well.
About Cult. Cult is no longer my thing. I stepped down. Go visit the webpage, cult.org. And they're doing their own thing now. God love them. You know, they're off doing their thing. I had my kick of the cat, and I fucked it up. So, you know, well, some people would be like, no, you didn't, Sean. Whatever. Okay.
You rock, Sean.
You rock, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm not into any kind of weirdness or any kind of weird bad vibe or whatever. I'm just doing my thing here. This is what we're doing. This is what the show is about. So it's all about education, working with people on an individual basis, because I think that's better.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any questions, anything you need, theman@rantradio.com. And until next week, thanks for showing up. It's really cool.
Yeah. And we're out of here. And tune in next week at Monday, 8 p.m.
Monday, 8 p.m., you bet. And you can, this will be rebroadcast on Wednesday.
Wednesday at noon Pacific Standard Time, so all the people in Europe can listen to it.
You betcha.
We changed it around because we had some European listeners who are like, I can't hear it live.
And so I've done a stupid, crappy archive. Yeah, and if you don't want to download from the archive, then you can listen to it.
It's 128 kilobits per second.
You bet.
Which we're broadcasting right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're broadcasting 128 on Wednesday. So if you don't like those shitty quality, you want to hear the good music,
yep,
get in the 128. So that's very cool.
You betcha.
All right, so we'll see you next week. Thanks for showing up.
Later, peoples.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join us.